If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so we're going to do our annual Masters draft at 6:40, and the draft order has been confirmed by the consulting firm of Myers & Myers Incorporated.
All right, talk to me.
I am picking 7th. We have 7 entries. I'm picking 7th. JP is picking 6th. EB is picking 5th. Drab T-shirt at 4. Bish Bucks in the 3-hole. This is Matt Valdez picks number 2. And the rich get richer. Thirsty Anna from Annapolis somehow secures number 1 overall pick.
How does she always get it?
I don't know. I mean, it's just we had the ping pong balls in the hopper, and this is the way they came out.
I'm sorry. Who'd you say was the 7th pick?
6th. Your boy.
All right, and then JP's 6.
He is 6. Yes. Right. So there you have it.
And we're doing one American, one Int.
Correct. And that's the move.
And there has to be a winner. If not, we'll roll it to the PGA.
Yes.
$10 a man.
$10 a man and or woman.
And or woman, yes.
There you have it.
By the way, that's not a 30-year-old Towson sweatshirt, is it?
No.
Why does it look like it?
It just looks pretty weathered, though. Like, it's been through the dryer a lot.
No, it's supposed to have like a faded look to it.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well, this is the newer logo.
When I went,
it was an old school logo, and it was called Towson State. Now it's just called Towson University.
Right.
We're trying to fancy it up.
Yeah, fancying it up.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice job.
All right, time now for the Junkies Sports page. That is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You score 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Round 1 of the Masters.
Play it, Kate.
Tees off in about an hour and 20 minutes or so. 7:40, Davis Riley and Patton Kizzire will go and lead us off. Masters.com coverage starts. Does it start at 7:30?
I'm not sure.
I think they're going to show some featured groups and certain holes.
I know
this.
Eventually, you'll be able to see every shot, right?
Yeah.
If you're interested.
Yeah. Some of the other bigger names in their times. Let's see. Corey Connors, Brian Harman, Steven Yeager will go off at 9:14. Colin Morikawa, Joaquin Neiman, Minwoo Lee will go off at 9:47. Phil is playing with Jason Day and Keegan. They're going to go off at 9:58. Scheffler, JT, and the amateur champ, Jose Luis Ballester, will go off at 10:15. Jordan Spieth, Tom Kim, Tyrrell Hatton will go off at 10:26. We talked about Angel Cabrera. They let him back in. He's playing with Laurie Cantor and Adam Schenck. He's going off at 11. Mm. So you got some big names going off. Denny McCarthy, our boy, is going to play at 11:49 with Charles Schwartzel and Hiroshi Tai, who's an amateur.
Mm-hmm.
What time is Rory going off? I'm trying to look for Rory. Brooks Koepka, Russell Henley, Sungjae Im going off at 12:50.
Rory goes off at 1 something.
Okay. Rory goes off at 1:12 playing with Oberg and Akshay Bhatia.
By the way, I love watching
we're going to get Akshay Bhatia on the show at some point.
He's friends with someone?
Obviously not this week, but yeah, we have a little connection.
Oh, that's great.
So we're gonna
He's got an awesome story. He's one of those kids that was winning like those long putt.
He's a former drive, chip, and putt winner for the Masters.
He like also was like 12 or 13.
He also didn't go to college. Went straight to play like at 19.
Like took a non-traditional route,
yes.
And he's a superstar. We're certainly on the edge of being a superstar.
Yes. Superstar
in the golf world, he's an up and comer.
Okay,
big time.
All right, that might make more sense.
Sure. You'll see. He'll break through.
Jason, he weighs about 100 pounds, but he can smoke.
He
them all.
Smokes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jason, did you say what time Evan Beck tees off at the DC Amateur that won the Mid Amateur?
I did not.
He's an office worker.
Oh, he is. He works at a cube.
He works in a cubicle in DC for like a consulting company.
Oh wow!
I saw that guy. He's like what in his mid-30s or something.
35.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know he was from our area.
Evan Beck. There he is. He's going to play with Bubba and Matthew Pavon.
That's like kind of the dream for like guys that are like scratch or really good players to win the mid-am. Yeah. Then you can get into the
my buddy RP made it to like the Sweet 16 of the mid-am in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think he played like Jack Nicklaus's grandson or son or
that's
something
so
like
cool.
that.
Very cool.
I mean, that's the dream. Like, so like if you're like a great amateur, but you're not like a tour pro level, you try to win the mid-am so you can get that Augusta
He's an
invite.
Associate portfolio manager for an investment firm.
Yeah. And he's just a beast player, obviously.
That's awesome.
I think he golfed at Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
You imagine one week you're just in an office, and then next week you're staying in the like nothing Magnolia like Lane with all the other.
There's nothing.
It's
like
pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Good for him.
The weather's supposed to be pretty much perfect for all 4 days down there. Might get a little cloudy or a little windier over the weekend, but they're not expecting any rain. Much different than last year when they got basically a hurricane.
Meanwhile, are we expecting rain today? Aren't we?
Yeah, light rain today. Tomorrow's going to be really bad. When do you leave? You're going to Kansas City today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Have fun in Kansas City.
It's just, it's like any other suburb. I find nothing distinguishable about Kansas City,
Missouri. Went there for a gymnastics trip many moons ago.
Yeah.
Nothing great about Kansas City.
No, I mean, it's like driving to like Bowie. I mean, it's just like, it's nothing. It's just a regular.
You're going to get barbecue?
I've had barbecue in Kansas City. Yeah.
Is it Sally's?
I guess. I'm not
it's
a huge
fine.
Barbecue guy.
I mean,
it's
I've done Kansas City at that barbecue. Did that bit?
Isn't it all sweet? Isn't it sweet or something like that?
I think that's more
sauces.
Their style. Like Carolina style is more vinegary.
Yeah, it's like tangy.
Yeah.
I'm not an aficionado. I just order whatever.
Let me just say this.
I've also gone there and gone for sushi.
It's not worth getting on a plane to fly to Kansas City
for their barbecue.
Just for their barbecue.
Yeah. I have yet to find something great about Kansas City. It's just like
you're gonna keep searching.
Yeah, it's just regular old America.
Yeah, I've been there once. No need to go back. Yeah. Much like San Antonio.
Well, I still can't
believe that's such a huge site for. I mean, the Final Four was just there.
We were
so overrated.
We weren't in Kansas City, but weren't we in Missouri? We went to that casino.
We were. That was in the suburbs of St. Louis.
That was in St. Louis.
I believe it was in
yeah.
Maryland Heights, Missouri.
We went to St. Louis for the Final Four.
Right, we went to that casino. I'll never forget. I got it all in with a set, and they got set over setted, and I just, it was my first real experience alive.
That was my first live poker, too.
Felted me. Yeah. My entire, I thought I was, we were playing 2-5. I was playing over my skis a little bit.
I mean, you get in with a set, you generally think you're
good. I thought I was good.
Yeah.
And I had set of nines. He had set of kings.
Yeah.
You're finished.
Yeah. You're drawn to a one out.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was, I thought I was going to walk away with $1,000.
You're dead, man.
He took my 500 and said, you're finished.
You're done.
I didn't even see it coming.
Also, where we went to the world's dirtiest and most unsafe casino.
That's
on
true,
an
too.
Actual riverboat.
Right. The cab driver literally said, what are you guys doing here? You guys could get murdered.
And we're just bumpkins freaking
visiting. We're like, no, it was a casino.
Yeah.
We thought it would be great.
But
I'm gonna play poker.
Because this is where you come to die.
Folding
like, what are you doing
tables,
here?
Substituting his poker tables. It's just the saddest people you've ever seen.
Minor leagues.
Oh, the worst.
It's funny that you bring up San Antonio because I had lunch yesterday with some local hoops coaches, the Howard basketball coaches, Kenny Blakeney, Rod Balanis, and then Dwayne Simpkins over at AU.
Nice little DeMatha reunion.
And Kenny went to, they both, actually, Dwayne and Kenny went to the Final Four because that's what coaches do. They go to the Final Four for that.
A little schmoozing.
Network, they usually just go for the semifinals, and they don't stay for the championship. Anyway, they said the Final Four, it's the perfect, San Antonio is the perfect city for the Final Four because the Riverwalk. And I've never been there. But they loved it.
Riverwalk is.
They said there was stuff to do. Now, again, you've never been there for the Final Four, so there's, obviously there's a lot of stuff
going
on.
I'll just tell you this: the Riverwalk. If here's who loves the Riverwalk: people who love nothing but chain restaurants
and
just
bars,
just so much foot traffic and a dirty canal with tourists just loaded up on boats going through.
That's when did you go?
I mean. 10 or 12 years ago?
I went even further back.
Yeah.
I went with the late Cameron Gray for a tour of Hard Knocks. The very first ever Hard Knocks was covering the Dallas Cowboys in San Antonio.
Yeah,
the Riverwalk was fine.
And
I didn't have such hostility towards it like you do.
The Alamo is one of, I mean, it's one of the most overrated tourist attractions I've ever been to. It's small, it's rinky-dink, it's old, obviously, and you go through it in about 5 or 10 minutes, and it's hot, and there's fans blowing stale air on you, and you're like, okay, I've seen it. I need to leave as quickly as possible. Like, there's nothing great about it.
Cakes out for any future San Antonio travel endorsements.
I'm out.
Cakes wouldn't be a bit, generally, the Final Fours, are they put them in the Midwest and South,
because
I think they like them in the middle of the country.
Okay.
They're hardly ever on coastal cities.
Yeah, they're not.
Oh, they might want to change that up.
Well, I mean, they go to New Orleans. They'll go to the coast down the southeast.
Well, would they sometimes go to the Carrier Dome or no? Back in the day,
years ago, maybe.
It's been that long.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have to go back and look. Yeah. But
okay,
I know Charles Barkley got in hot water once again for reigniting his comments about the women from San Antonio.
He's just poking the bear.
He says they're big, and then I think they did a. Is there a show maybe on Netflix called Red Balloon
where
people pick women? I saw them do a bit where Charles Barkley had women just grill him, and they were all from San Antonio.
All right, fair enough. I saw that he did one bit a couple weeks ago. I didn't watch a lot of it, but there was one bit where he was shooting free throws. Did you see that in studio?
I didn't.
And he missed, like, he was trying to bank a free throw in for some reason.
Okay.
And he couldn't do it. It was
he hasn't played in 30
all the
years.
Skills have faded.
Oh my God. It looked like he's never played basketball before in his life. It was actually
I've seen Shaq try and shoot three-pointers and he usually misses.
Yeah.
So anyway, they liked San Antonio, clearly Cakes doesn't. all right, so the Nats had a chance to sweep the Dodgers yesterday. They got pounded early. Jake Irvin got hit pretty hard in the first, gave up 4. Battled back, ended up pitching 6 innings.
He settled in. He retired 18 of the next 21 batters.
Yeah, he did settle
in. I was listening to him in the car with Charlie and Dave, and it was just ugly, that first inning.
We just couldn't get any hits, right? Couldn't get any.
Well, they battled back, and they scored 3 in the bottom of the first.
How did they score all those runs with just 5 hits?
C.J. Abrams led off with a homer.
Home run, yep. And then, you know, they took the lead, but they couldn't hold it. Dodgers bullpen. Landon Knack started for the Dodgers, pitched 2 1/3, gave up 5 runs, all 5. Then the bullpen came in and didn't give up a run, only gave up one hit the rest of the game. So the Nats had a really good opportunity in the 9th. Runners on first and second with 1 out. C.J. Abrams hit a really hard ball in between first and second. Kike Hernandez made a great play to stop it, backhanded it, got the force to get Cruz at second. Easily would have scored a run. So then they had first and third with 2 outs. James Wood came in and grounded out. So they had an opportunity there in the 9th, but they couldn't get it done. They lose 6-5. So the 4-game win streak snapped. They are 5-7. Day off today. They travel to Miami for the weekend.
I found an awesome website that, and I just bookmarked it yesterday when we were talking to Rizzo about, like, that it has all the, you know, exit velocity and barrel percentage and hard hit. So you guys care to guess who has the highest exit velocity this year?
Well, first of all,
the average, I'll give you this. The highest average in Major League Baseball is, well, I don't, who do you think is? Has the highest average per at bat exit velocity?
I mean, is it a?
They're big name guys.
Shohei.
Soto?
Shohei's two. I think he was like, as of 2 or 3 days ago, he was one.
Aaron Judge.
Kyle Schwarber, one.
All right.
Judge was in there. He was like in the top 15, I think. I think Judge might have one of the highest, like in a single at bat. Right? Do you know Ryan Mountcastle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got
the Orioles. He plays for the Orioles.
Yeah, he's got 116. He's tied with Schwarber for the highest exit velocity this season. I don't know. It's just interesting. Aaron Judge is in there in the top eight. He's got a 115 mile per hour exit velocity. I don't know. I just like looking at that.
So who'd you say was the top Nat?
The top Nat. You know, so I did go through that. You want average?
Yeah, average.
Average. So I did look at that. So Nathaniel Lowe, actually. And he's only if he's like at 94%, something like that. CJ Abrams is up there and James Wood. Those are the top three guys. Top three guys in exit velocity for the Nats.
All right.
And they're all in the top like 40 or so for MLB. And that's for average.
I know.
Average exit velocity.
O'Neill Cruz kills the ball for the Pirates. I don't know where he ranks, but he's got to be up there.
Cruz?
Yeah.
I see Ellie De La Cruz.
Oh, yeah. He can pound the ball, too.
That's Drab's guy. Drab discovered
him. I didn't know he crushed it as well. I knew he was super fast. I didn't know he crushed like that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, it's interesting. I like looking at that stuff.
Yeah, very cool. All right, NBA last night, the Wiz lose to the Sixers, 122-103. Just kind of looking at the box score.
How did our guy Sarr do?
He had 12, so he stayed right around his average.
Okay, that won't affect it.
Stayed right around his average. They're just waiting for the season to end. Luka played the Mavs. Apparently he was crying before the game.
You guys didn't watch it?
He did a tribute video up on the big screen. He started boo-hooing.
His lip was quivering.
Then he came out and just bawled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good for him.
The crowd was chanting the Fire Nico throughout the game.
Yeah.
You would have thought it was a home. I mean, it was kind of a home game for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he hit 7 of 10 three-pointers. Big win for the Lakers because it looks like they're going to lock down this 3 seed. And then last night, I woke up this morning to see Golden State lost. Which
lost
is huge
because
right now, if the playoffs started, they'd be in the play-in at 7. Harrison Barnes, ex-Golden State Warriors forward, hit
around.
The game winner.
Stunned he's still around.
He's been in the NBA for a long time.
Yeah, so crazy. So Golden State's a half game back of the 6. So they're currently in the play-in, correct?
I believe the Timberwolves also in the play-in at the 8.
Yep.
So it's uber competitive. But Luka just put on a display last night. You kind of expected it. He had 31 points in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He finished with 45. 45, 8, and 6. 4 steals, cakes. Pretty good line.
It's a pretty nice fantasy line.
So
you'll take it.
It's just a few games left. I don't know, 3-4 games left in the regular season before the playoffs matchups start. Caps, speaking of the playoffs, kind of gearing up. Got 5 games left now that the Ovi chase is over.
They clinched, by the way. They clinched the Metro with the Canes losing to Buffalo, so they clinched their division.
Okay, nicely done.
Yep.
And they'll play the Canes tonight.
Yep.
And that'll be here.
That game got testy.
Is that here or is that
here?
It's here, yeah.
That game in Raleigh got testy. A lot of penalty minutes, a lot of fisticuffs in the last matchup.
It was more
so it was to
like
see if that
towards the end of the
spills
game, wasn't
over.
It?
Yeah, yeah, spills over into tonight.
So I have some sort of ceremony tonight.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, they will.
And then, as Carberry said yesterday, then they're going to kind of just move on.
Are they going to give him like a Rolls Royce or something? You know how Gretzky said that when he broke the record that the commissioner or somebody gave him a Rolls, the owner maybe,
probably.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You would take one if somebody gave it to you.
They're going
to
give him some sort of gift.
I would think.
Probably.
At the ceremony tonight.
Yeah.
Isn't he worth $100 million or so?
He said he got a Rolls Royce.
I mean.
You can't give him like a Honda.
If I remember correctly, I believe Cal Ripken got some sort of truck.
Okay.
Did he? Yes, and he got a rock that weighed 31 pounds.
Oh my God!
So I wonder who like lives in that house now.
That's a terrible gift.
Didn't Adam Jones move into his house for a while? Like, there's only so many people that are going to move into Cal Ripken's former home.
Right. It's a nice spread. It's a nice spot.
Maybe there's a current Oriole who's living.
Anybody
there
care
now
to guess? They're not going to give him like a motorcycle or anything. Like, they got to give him something.
I don't know what they're going
to
give him.
What could it be? It has to be like a car.
Ted's probably pissed that Gretzky brought up the fact that he got a Rolls Royce.
Gift card to Hyde Social.
Setting the bar high.
is he going to get a gift card to Pupatella?
I don't know what he's going to get. We'll have to figure it out.
Hey, that's kind of silly.
It's a great gift.
I know.
It's a great gift.
If he's lucky. All right, speaking of Testy, last but not least, police were called to the home of Tyreek Hill and his wife for domestic disputes. This happened on Monday. No charges were filed, but according to the police department, officers responded to a call from Hill's mother-in-law, who told them Hill was very aggressive, impulsive, and she was afraid for her daughter. According to Hill's mother-in-law, Hill and his wife got into an argument. He threw her laptop to the floor before grabbing their four-month-old daughter and headed to the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Balcony of their 35th floor apartment. That's kind of scary. The wife told responding officers that she and Hill had been attending couples therapy due to their frequent arguments, but it hasn't been working, and she's filed for divorce on Tuesday.
Oh.
So, of course, he's got a history of this stuff.
So he was pissed off that she filed for divorce the day before.
Probably. Remember, in 2023, he was investigated after assaulting an employee at the Marine Center there in Miami, and they reached an out-of-court agreement, a settlement.
Is he the one that slugged a girl in college?
Yeah, he got kicked out of Oklahoma State for doing
that. Right.
So he's got a history of it. Not surprised by this. And well, hopefully it'll
never
happen again.
But they said they're not going to file charges, though, right? I think they investigated it, but then decided not to file charges.
Yeah,
I guess you could throw your computer. And yeah, that's okay, just as long as you don't strike
apparently
the woman.
She had a bruise on her chest, but she said it was because he grabbed the daughter from her. She was holding the daughter, and that's where it came from. But who knows? Who knows what to believe?
All right, when we come back, we will do our annual Masters draft. One American, one non-American. We're going to try to win the pot. Seven people, including the Junks, the producers, and the richest woman in Annapolis. That is Anna. So we'll do that draft next as they get prepared to tee off in Augusta.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.